Macmillan Audio presents Volume 1 of the Revolution Trilogy. The British are coming. The War for America. Lexington to Princeton, 1775 to 1777. By Rick Atkinson. Read for you by George Newbern.
This is Rick Atkinson, author of The British Are Coming, Volume 1 of what will be my Revolution Trilogy. Beginning in 1998, I spent 15 years writing the Liberation Trilogy, the history of the American military's role in the liberation of Europe during World War II. As I neared the finish line on Volume 3 of that project, The Guns at Last Light, I began to think hard about what I wanted to do next as a historian and a writer. The obvious course would have been to pivot to the Pacific and the campaigns fought there. I decided against that in part because it would have required me to start World War II all over again at Pearl Harbor or even earlier. But I also found that my eye was irresistibly drawn to a story that has beguiled me since I was a boy, perhaps the greatest story in our national history. And that is the armed struggle for independence that we know as the American Revolution. It's a creation story that accounts for who we are, where we came from, what we believe, and what our forebears were willing to die for. As a national saga, it's the stuff of great literature with spectacular characters, variously noble, ignoble, courageous, and tormented, and a plot as improbable as it is spellbinding. I set out to do for the Revolution what I did for the Mediterranean and European theaters in World War II. To write a sweeping narrative, an epic that weaves together tactical combat scenes, marching the reader into battle, with strategic storytelling that illuminates the reasoning and anxieties of those making the decisions that shape both a new nation and Western civilization. My intent is to show war as soldiers and militiamen saw it, terrifying, bestial, and occasionally grand, and as generals fought it, sometimes well, often badly. I also feel that it's important to tell the story from both sides, to see the rebellion as the British saw it and fought it. Much as I adore the musical Hamilton, the hilarious cartoonish character of King George III hardly captures the nuances of a sovereign who presided over the most powerful empire the world had seen since ancient Rome. Toward that end, I spent a lot of research time in Britain, including a month at Windsor Castle, where the papers of America's last king are kept. Most have never been published, and Queen Elizabeth only recently opened them to a small number of scholars, of whom I was among the first. Every day, climb the 102 stone steps, and then 21 wooden stairs to the garret of the Round Tower, where I spent countless hours with George, who throughout the Revolution served as his own secretary. His thoughts and commands are written in his hand, and they're revelatory. The book, in fact, opens with young King George as he reviews the Royal Navy fleet in Portsmouth, a scene that I hope you find as vivid and illuminating as I did. The chapters then carry us through the great events of 1775 and 1776. Lexington and Concord, Bunker Hill, where one out of eight of all the British officers killed during the entire Revolution would die in just 4 hours. Then with the star-crossed American invasion of Canada, the stunning repulse of the Royal Navy at Sullivan's Island outside Charleston, the catastrophic defeat of British and Loyalist forces in Virginia and North Carolina, the long, brutal struggle for control of New York, and the redemptive surprise attack at Trenton on Christmas night, 1776, followed by a second assault at Trenton and then Princeton a week later. We follow the action on battlefields and behind closed doors in Quebec and Boston, Norfolk and Montreal, and in London, Paris, and Cork on the south coast of Ireland, where the British staged their fleets and battalions to wage war across the Atlantic. I spent years trawling through archives, large and small, in search of primary sources.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?